The global recession has struck a big blow to Mexico's economy. Growth, once predicted at 7%, is now nearly flat. Most affected have been the hundreds of cheap labor assembly plants called maquiladoras along Mexico's northern border. Tens of thousands of workers have been laid off there over the past year. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Ciudad Juarez, just across the border from El Paso, Texas.
They were to be Mexico's NAFTA miracle, the huge assembly plants that pepper the border with the United States. Here, hundreds of thousands of people, like 41-year-old Jose Camacho, found jobs putting together electronics, car parts, and other products. Camacho, a father of four, remembers migrating to Juarez from the central western state of Durango 5 years ago to seek his fortune on the booming frontier.
When I got here, they were hiring all over the place. You didn't need any papers. Whoever wants to work, come on, they said. We came from all over and settled down here.
Then, one day, 5 months ago, Camacho heard his name called at work. He, along with hundreds of others, was being laid off. Still unemployed, he now hangs around his slum neighborhood in the dusty hills that ring Juarez, hoping to pick up any part-time work.
When I go to bed, I wonder how I will eat. With luck, I'll find some tiny job. There are so many days when the stove lies dormant all day, because there's nothing to cook.
Almost 9 out of 10 products assembled in Mexico's border factories are sold in the United States. But the economic slowdown in the U.S., exacerbated by the September terrorist attacks, have undercut consumer spending. Bernardo Escudero is president of Mexico's largest maquiladora association. He says when Americans curb buying, factories here have no choice but to let people go.
We have a total of about 260,000 people. From those we lost, they lost their job right now, 45,000 people.
Nationally, the number of maquiladora layoffs have reached over 200,000. Escudero says he doesn't expect a turnaround until at least the third quarter of this year, and only if Mexico can maintain its dominance as a source of cheap labor for U.S. firms.
We noticed that we have more aggressive competitors right now, China, for the wages, the cost, and so far. That's why we're asking for a support from the federal government incentives to maintain this competitivity alive and maybe be more aggressive for Mexican operations.
Last year, China was finally accepted into the World Trade Organization, a move that has Mexico worried about being priced out of the assembly industry. For now, big green buses continue to rumble through the desert shanty towns outside Juarez, ferrying workers to and from the urban assembly plants. But these days, none of the buses are full. Here in Juarez's largest slum, called Anapra, residents, mostly from other parts of the republic, build homes out of whatever they can. Plastic sheeting, discarded wooden pallets, the odd cinder block. The Soto house is bigger than some and sturdier, but 37-year-old Father Martin recently lost his assembly line job. He's taken to selling flowers and misses the health insurance and other benefits he received at his low-wage factory job. His wife, Isabel, has converted a tiny room of their home into a makeshift store. For sale, gum, soda, and pickled pig's ears.
It's in order to help out a tiny bit. I put it there to help me, because what he earns isn't enough. We have so many kids.
Neighborhoods like Anapra lack basic services such as running water and sewer lines. Living conditions can be appalling. In the 1990s, the maquiladoras attracted so many workers so quickly that slums like this one sprang up with almost no government support or control. Yet now, as factories hand out hundreds of thousands of pink slips, workers are not striking out for their home states. They say there are no jobs there either. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.